You're listening to SBS News.
China appears to have lost its appetite for Australian rock lobsters. Tons of live lobsters are now stuck at Chinese airports, waiting to be inspected by customs officials. Agriculture Minister David Littleproud told Channel 10 the Chinese authorities appear to be imposing unreasonable new rules.
They are now imposing that 50% of imported rock lobster from Australia must be inspected for heavy metals. We don't believe this is necessary. Australian rock lobster is the gold standard internationally. They are tested and we are more than confident that there are no heavy metals in our rock lobster. Therefore, we are asking for serious and immediate clarification as to why China would do this to Australia. There are no other countries in which they are imposing this barrier on, this technical barrier on, and so therefore we have asked them to clarify what is the scientific reason for such.
Finance and Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says he understands the concerns of the rock lobster industry because of the perishable nature of the product, but he says there's no call to panic.
It's crucial that timelines are kept to an absolute minimum when it comes to processing and that the trade has certainty around the type of conditions that are being applied. Now, it's important today that people don't jump to conclusions about what these delays mean, but enable our seafood industry, working together with our diplomats and agricultural representatives, to ascertain exactly what the facts are and whether we will be able to resume that trade with confidence that customs processing happens in a timely way.
Lobster exporter Tom Constantino says the developments are leaving exporters high and dry and they fear time may be running out.
Look, there's a potential that the cargo is completely spoiled, although there are things you can do to mitigate that risk.
The highly prized delicacy is the latest to get caught in a tussle between Beijing and Canberra. In May, China hit Australian barley with tariffs and suspended beef imports from several abattoirs. Then in August, it launched an anti-dumping investigation into Australian wine. Fears of disruptions to exports of Australian coal followed, with BHP confirming that Chinese customers had cancelled or deferred orders. There were also concerns that sanctions could be placed on another important Australian export, cotton. David Littleproud again.
We've continued to try and open up avenues of dialogue. That is the most constructive way in which to resolve any differences or misunderstandings. So it's important that we continue to do that. We will continue to show leadership around this and continue to make sure that our counterparts understand that we are more than prepared to have that dialogue in a constructive manner, because trade between the two nations benefit each other.
Australia's Chinese counterparts have repeatedly refused to pick up the phone. Labor leader Anthony Albanese wants the Prime Minister to step in.
The truth is that when was the last time that the Prime Minister tried to have contact with President Xi? When was the last time that you had senior involvement?
Mr. Albanese says the government has failed to distance itself from anti-China sentiment from some politicians, which has soured the relationship with China. He says no one is questioning Australia's stand on human rights and Australian interests, but he says the relationship needs repair.
At the moment, those relationships have broken down, and the truth is that Australia has an interest in fixing it because it has an impact on jobs and our economy.
Alan Lee, SBS News.